You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamarie e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. We're going to have a listen to Imitation by Juno Is, and then we'll be chatting with Juno Is, aka Mac, on the other side of this track about the brand new single which has just come out. Juno Is with Imitation on the line. We have got Juno Is, aka Mac. Morena, how are you?
Hey Rachel, I'm good, how are you?
Good, nice to chat with you. Congratulations on your brand new single, The Highway Song, which you just put out last week, with a fantastic video as well, created by Robin Jordan. Tell us a wee bit about making this track, Mac.
Pretty much we recorded drums at Roundhead and then took the track down to Christchurch and ended up recording at my friend's studio, his little home studio.
Oh, nice.
But the track is kind of based around a lot of experimentation. So we tried lots of new things, like congas and heaps of synth layers and stuff, and we kind of just, yeah, threw everything at it and then constructed it around the mixing process. And, yeah, it was a very experimental and really fun time.
That must be a nice feeling to kind of be able to work out some ideas in the process of you know, actually making a track rather than in just the jam sessions and the kind of I guess writing stage, but to be sort of layering as you go and feeling like it's something new while you're doing that.
Yeah, totally. And it's something I've always wanted to do, but haven't really had the right people around me, I guess. So yeah, working with people like Dee Stevens and Thomas Bister kind of helps me to get into that world, which is really fun.
It looks like you had a lot of fun making the video as well. It's a sort of classic band on the road style video, but then it gets a bit weird. There's some kind of horse-headed creatures that appear at the end as well. It did look like a lot of fun. Who did you kind of gather together to make this one?
It was kind of just a mixture of people based down in Christchurch. So I reached out to Robin. I got her recommended to me. And yeah, I wanted to do quite like a classic video, but then a part of me was also like, oh, the song's kind of psychedelic, so I need to add something really random to it.
Just a little flavour, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I kind of came up with a different concept and then collaborated with Robin, and we came up with the final product of getting the car and ending up at a bookstore. While we have these horses chasing us, you know, and it was, yeah, a very fun concept to bring to life.
It's very well executed too. I really recommend people check it out today. You have been working quite hard though, Mac. Whereabouts in the country are you at the moment?
I'm based in Nelson. I'm living in a cabin, kind of in the woods, and I'm pretty much just here for 3 months to write. So I've got a wee home studio set up, and yeah, it's pretty beautiful. It's completely different to Auckland, so yeah, lots of space to create.
how are you finding it? Is it sort of loosening up the creative juices, or are you someone who you know, needs that quiet time to be able to write and think?
Yeah, I think having all of my instruments set up in one room. I've got drums mic'd up, I've got synths plugged in, and guitars everywhere. So I think having the easy access to all the instruments makes it a lot easier for me to just pick something up and write straight away without having distractions of work or, I hate to say it, like other flatmates or something, you know. It's just nice to...
Well, you don't have to worry about waking anyone up or making a noise if you're in the middle of the bush, do you?
Yeah, exactly. I could record drums at like 8 in the morning or, you know, midnight if I wanted to. And I do have random bouts of inspiration. So, yeah, it's really good to have that freedom.
What have you found yourself kind of thinking about and I guess reflecting on in your writing process at the moment? What's been some of the themes you've found bubbling up?
A massive one for me is simplicity. I feel like in the past when I've done demos, I've just kind of layered and layered and layered things, like synths and percussion and stuff. But I feel like at the moment I'm trying to hone in on like good structures and yeah, just having minimal instruments and kind of, yeah, using those to their advantage, which is kind of tricky. So it's good.
That's really cool. It's quite a skillful thing to be able to do less and feel comfortable and confident with that, because, you know, so often when you're making, the impetus is to just keep adding more to make it better or something, but knowing when to stop is so it's like requires a lot of self-control, eh?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I'm really excited to hear what comes out of this this kind of cabin in the woods era for you, Mac. I think it's going to be a really cool time. Are you hoping to sort of have demos ready to go on the other side of this? Are you going to be actually recording stuff? What's your vague goal for this time?
Yeah, so I am finishing my album in August. So I'm going back to Thomas's place in Christchurch with Dee. And we're going to record probably 2 more songs from me being in Nelson. So 2 of these demos will take down there. And then the rest of it is kind of just experimentation and a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, kind of developing my songwriting skills as well. So,
that's awesome. That's awesome. What a cool time to have for yourself. I hope it's a really fruitful experience for you, and also just fun as well. I think that's a lovely thing, to give yourself space to just play around. We don't really often get a lot of time to do that. So enjoy it.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to listen to your new song, The Highway Song, from Juno Is. Cheers so much for speaking with us, Mac. We'll catch you back in Tamaki very soon.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Juno is with The Highway Song. Thanks again to Mac for speaking with us. Very excited to hear what comes out of her time in the bush over these next couple of months. Looking forward to hearing from her album, which will be out later in the year as well. We'll be back after the break with some tunes for you and tickets to Tuvalu as well. So stick around. You're on the beat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.